At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yesterday, we tried out T-Hack and Aaron together, and I dare say it was really, really good.
It was really good.
So today, let's try T-Hack, Aaron, and me.
Oh.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope
is really good.
To decide if this is news.
Huh.
Or no.
Come, come.
You know, I think the problem is when you...
The problem?
When you...
I think we all know what the problem is. Everyone listening knows what the problem is, Erica.
When you isolate just the girls together, you need all four doing everything. Mm.
I will say it does help to have one boy, one girl, because I cannot hit the news. Like, I'm...
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I can do it pretty well, but...
Oh. So tomorrow, by the way, text in to 303-222-5423 if you thought that was swimming.
Hmm.
Swimmingly something. Tomorrow, I think we'll isolate again and we'll see how Eric does all by herself.
No. You won't get a theme song.
I guarantee you people are going to tune in just for that.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I'm going to be needing one of these after that comment.
Ooh.
But Olivia Rodrigo reportedly pays for her band and crew to see therapists while on tour. Her guitarist said it's like the coolest thing that's ever happened on tour.
Shut up.
I will not.
I saw this too, and I thought, like, in a different era, this would mean...
You're a bad person.
Because you need therapy because you were just on tour
with me.
This
is Lizzo.
Right.
This is Lizzo.
Yeah, that's what the headline
like Lizzo
read
was
to
such
me.
A tyrant to everybody on the tour that they needed...
I think this is, you're away from your routine, you're away from your loved ones.
Touring is... Crazy.
Touring has to be so
it's
hard.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Here's access to therapy, and it happens while they're on tour and extends after.
But it's a really weird thing because you're, I've done this.
What?
Therapy whilst on tour.
Oh, it's hard to like find a quiet space to actually.
That, and then the next day you go out and do things like that are contrary to everything you've talked about the day before.
I believe you, but I think with Olivia Rodrigo, it's a different vibe.
Yeah, probably than being in Warrant.
Also, not everything is like, it might be like, I'm away, I miss my family, and I'm trying to deal with the anxiety of that. And then the therapist's like, here's how to help. And then they just do it the next day.
No, yeah, I know. You're right. Because it's like, for me, it was like, because I played one show and everybody hugged me and I thought everybody wanted to sleep with me because I just was like an unloved kid. Like we were not physically wow, I didn't realize news or no. We just weren't a physical family. So then they had to bring a therapist out and like talk to me and go like, hey, that guy's just a nice guy. I thought your guitar playing was awesome.
So you're on the bus, you're like, can you guys keep it down out there? I'm trying to talk about my feelings.
I swear that's
exactly.
I can't see how that would go well.
it did not go well.
Yeah. Okay, well I bet this is going better.
Yeah.
Can we not?
I guess it didn't go well. Here you are.
Not,
looking at
here
you.
I am right now.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The Slacker Show research team has been surveying the land again. 35% of travelers think this violates etiquette, specifically when you're at the pool.
Wait, what?
Peeing in the pool. 35%. Oh, yeah. Peeing in the pool is going to be 100%.
Yeah.
Even though still.
Mm-hmm. I'm like 90.
Yeah.
It has to do with men, something men can do at the pool. 35% think it's violating etiquette.
Erica thinks she knows.
Cannonball!
Ooh,
cannonball.
That's a good one. Just a good guess.
Violates etiquette at the pool. Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm still sticking with peeing.
I'm thinking of like flip flops or something to do with feet.
Oh.
But I don't know what it would be.
No, you're at the pool. You have to have your feet out. Your feet are going to go in the pool. You're allowed to.
But. Is there anything that they're doing extra with their feet? I don't know.
Okay, then I'm going to go with bringing a cooler of beer to the pool.
Ooh, all very good guesses. None of them right. In fact, I expect some pushback on this. 35% of travelers think men... men in tight-fitting swimsuits, like Speedos, violates etiquette. We just had a story recently. I thought women liked this.
They're like trendy this year.
We like only like it on the right person. Ones.
I'm not sure that I need like a Speedo on a big old man.
Yeah, but you don't get to decide.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say it's etiquette.
Yeah, I don't think it violates etiquette at all.
I thought that was interesting wording too. Yeah, what yeah. Is that?
Unless we've got like a ding dong slip or something, then
that could be it. Yeah,
family but if it looks pool, like a maybe. Rubber band on a pair, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
There's some etiquette in that.
Like that Borat. Yeah, swimsuit.
And then like tufts of, you know what I'm saying?
Gosh.
Just like a lot of,
like you know what? It just shot up to 50% after his description.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shout out to everyone who sent me this article. It's pretty amazing. Barbie has introduced their first doll, who's also a type 1 diabetic.
What does that mean?
We love
mean?
The representation. So she comes with like a little insulin pump and a CGM on her arm. And like,
she does?
Yeah.
But okay, I don't want to be weird, but what happens when that technology's, because this technology is fairly new, isn't it?
I've had a pump my whole diabetic life. So over 20 years at least.
But the thing you wear on your arm or whatever?
Those are newer, I think maybe 10, 15 years.
Okay. So when that changes...
What's your ho-hum
about
this?
No, I'm just like, it's one of those things where it's like you're adopting the thing of now and then like in a year when they go, oh, you don't need that big clunky thing anymore. Now we've got all these Barbies. It's like, what is that? Mm-hmm. She's got a big wart on her arm. Do you know what I'm saying?
We'll still know what it is.
You are the worst.
No, I'm just...
anytime they in a movie where they're like, text him, and then they show the phone and you're like, that's not what texting looks like. That's,
it's like, it's got to be the right...
I see what you're saying.
Well, I'm going to take my Barbie and play with her and enjoy her. So,
do you want one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is like the only one that I would get, for sure.
What? It's really cool.
Okay. Representation!
She's got beef with ice cream Barbie, though. They don't get along.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.